Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial #law, #529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. Every which way you can take us in, we appreciate it. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin alongside here on a numbers game. Crack standing by as well. We get tweets of beating the book. I always want to get to the wonderful feedback. Best listeners in the game. This is from Jason H11. Glad to see Kelly in better spirits today, with or without Seeger and Sigma. Yeah, he's feeling good about himself these days. 9-1. Have I mentioned that? 9-1 in the Q2 Circa Millions. He loves when I keep hyping that up. James Sott, what are your thoughts on Iga's new coach? Yeah, Iga Świątek, world number one. Has she come up on this show before? She has selected Wim Fissette as her new coach. She broke off with the with her original coach Tomas Witnikowski, who helped her win 5 slams, and they broke up, and now it's Wim Fissette. Wim Fissette has been the coach of Naomi Osaka, Victoria Azarenka, both a couple times, some other tennis greats. So we'll see. I don't know. I never sort of have a rating on a coach. Mine is, I always love Brad Gilbert as my sort of go-to coach, but we'll see how it works out. Wim Fissette has had a lot of success. We'll see what he can do with the world number one. Mickey Baca. Hey, my apologies for not giving more compliments about the show. Been distracted over the years with Todd Wishnev's Miami Dolphins song. Since there's been little to sing about this year as a Dolphins fan, I'll be sure to give more love. You guys are the best. Oh, we weren't asking for it, but we appreciate that. Pick 10. Boy, your love, Gil, for the Niners is worse than Stormy's. Both of you really have to look at that overrated defense. Okay, it's not my love for the Niners. I just think they're a really good football team. It's love for the Niners. Didn't they get to a Super Bowl and all the talent? Okay, just curious. Brosek 1870, also talking about the tennis picks. He said, about the pick showing up, clicking tennis seems to show more often than clicking your name. By the way, I bet it at 11:15 p.m. Central, which is 9:15 p.m. Pacific. The match didn't go off till after midnight, I believe, Pacific. So there were definitely a few hours in there. I'll get to the rest coming up. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time of week it is. It's time for Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. And it goes a little something like this. Billy.
Hey, missed you guys last week.
We missed you too.
Yeah.
The people missed you. More importantly, you know, we now do a promo on Twitter. Here's what's coming up on the show.
Oh, okay.
And when they didn't see your name, people went nuts.
Oh, I seen that. Yeah, I seen that on Twitter.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I should have got back to people last week. Very nice people. Last Thursday, at least like a dozen tagged me and said, what the?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. And then they graduated from that to, how are you scheduling your flight during the show? Can't you do better than that kind of thing?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it was a last minute thing.
It was. I wasn't planning. I had to go at some point before October 15th. So it just so happens that it.
Is there any significance to that date?
Tax deadline. Yeah,
that's what people were like. October 15th.
So, yeah. So I pushed it off. I usually go in September, but since I took that fall, I just couldn't really make it. Which I'm like 95% recovered.
Oh, now. You're doing much better physically.
Yeah. No, definitely. And you know, like I said, mentally too.
Right.
Because, you know, I do, everything's a million miles an hour. We all do this, especially sports bettors. Our mind is just a million miles an hour doing everything. And I was mad at myself because it probably involved something, looking down at my phone, doing something sports betting wise or something.
For those that don't know, then you were by a pool, you slipped.
Yeah, I slipped in the pool and almost killed myself.
Almost killed yourself.
Yeah, yeah. It was probably Fez's fault. I think Fez texted me.
Blame Fezic, yes.
I think Fez texted me and I was looking down trying to look at this particular line somewhere. I just haven't revealed that yet.
Fezic almost killed you.
Yeah, no, I really haven't told him yet.
By the way, it's a serious subject too, because my dad, his deterioration as an old man started with a fall.
Yeah.
Because of what you were just talking about. He was always going a mile a minute, wasn't aware of his age, right? Still thought he was a 25-year-old man.
Sure.
He's walking as fast as could be, not paying attention. And you know those those little cinder, those little cinder block slabs in some parking lots.
Okay.
For parking spaces.
Yes.
He just trips over that. Just like smashes his whole face in.
And that started.
No.
It doesn't.
So you got to watch yourself,
man.
And
I still feel like a kid, though. Maybe it's because of the no drinking and smoking and no drugs.
We all feel like we're 25.
But I still feel like a kid. I run around like, you know, and believe it or not. So maybe that's you know, part of it. But this was a realization that I'm not used to staying home in one place. So to have to stay home for 3 weeks straight, it bothered me. It was almost like reminded me of like, you know, I remember when COVID hit. You know, we had to stay in our places for like months.
Uh-huh.
But and that's the reason why I think, by the way, that turns into this segment. That's the reason why I think the casinos are doing so well after that, the 4 years out of COVID. I think it's 4 years.
People got ants in their pants.
People are just saying they're never going down like that. They're, you know, they're saving their own money for, you know, a rainy day and maybe saving their money for their kids and grandkids. And now they're saying, listen, I'm going to go out and spend and have some fun. I'm not. Because, you know, these things go through your mind. If you remember how dark it was then.
Oh.
I mean, it was doomed, the end of the world. You know,
we could never go through that again.
At the top of my parking garage, you can overlook the whole city. Well, especially where you live, too, where I used to live, same place. And everything was, there was no traffic on the strip.
That's amazing.
It looked like the Omega Man, the movie out of the 70s with Charlton Heston. It was like, oh, this is the end. And you felt that way with the casino. Remember, I have a guy in my building.
It's so surreal to think about now, isn't it? That we
I
all
had
lived
a guy in
that.
My building
yeah.
that plays poker for a living that I told him, you got to get a job. You'll never play poker again. You think you're going to play this close to each other, you know, playing poker again, the way they were talking.
Yeah.
You know, and then when they opened up the poker things, they put these big shields up between the players.
Do you remember that? We had big plastic shields.
Meanwhile,
have a blackjack table too?
Right? Blackjack they put table shields.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shields, plastic shields.
Plastic
shields.
It was good for card counting. You're wearing masks all over your body, and
I forgot about those things. There's like a graveyard of those plastic things somewhere.
There is. But
by the way, October 15th. Can we go back to that for a second? I don't want to pry into your business, but you obviously that's a quarterly tax deadline.
It is. It's an extension deadline.
Okay, an extension deadline, and so you
most professional gamblers or someone that's a pro, and I have a really good gaming accountant. So he actually, for lack of a better word, not subpoena, but he'll actually ask the government which casinos said how much I won and each individual jackpot for video poker. And even DraftKings was on there this year. So I must have had a future that I cashed in.
Yeah,
and
so this was
noticed
this
on the
floor.
I was like, wait a minute, look at this, Phil. There's no 11 grand from DraftKings. I didn't even play there on the app last year. There was a future that settled in calendar 2023 tax year, and
so you won, in essence, you won more money than your previous quarterlies had reflected.
I didn't expect that.
Well, so basically they were like, oh, you owe more money, and that's why you had to take
care
of it.
You pay a penalty. You know, this is the first year I realized this. You pay a penalty on top of that. Well, I didn't even know. It's like $600. You pay a penalty on top of the I was like, Jesus, you pay a penalty for because you didn't pay all the money throughout the year. You pay a penalty on top of your tax bill. So
Spanky was in with last week with Sean Fluharty, who was a part of the panel at Bet Bash that I was honored to moderate.
Okay.
Sean Fluharty is a West Virginia legislator. He's also a bettor, by the way, but he's also, you know, he's a guy who is. He knows tax law, knows gambling law, but even he didn't know. Like he told the story about how somebody in West Virginia, you know, asked him, he's like, hey, why do I have to report my winnings, but I don't get deducted for the losses and stuff? And he didn't even know that was the case in West Virginia. And this was one of our legislators.
Oh, wow.
So he had to learn it that way, too.
It's not fair to people that one thing that you can't write off your losses from previous years. So let's say you have a year where you make 100 grand gambling, and you know you can only write off $20,000 in the losses, but yet the year before you lost 80 grand or you lost 100 grand. That doesn't take that into effect. You're still paying tax on your net win. And
well, what he was saying is that you can't even report it. You know, some states didn't have the ability to report the 80 in the year that you lost the 80.
That's unbelievable.
Example.
Listen, I think Louisiana was something. I have heard this before.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of it's a strange slippery slope when it comes to gambling win and writing off losses and stuff. So, but yeah, no, that's done. That's over. And you know, it's funny because last night at dinner, I went to Italian American Club. Wednesday night's pretty cool there. And this is the second Wednesday night in a row I went there. And it's like the who's who of the town in there.
On Wednesdays?
Wednesdays, like the, even though Jimmy Gerard, the owner, is not there on Wednesdays because they're closed Monday, Tuesday, and I think he takes off Wednesday. Just everyone is like, it's like all the town's important people are there. And it's just such a cool atmosphere, the throwback of the old days, it really is. But walking in there, it's just reminding me. People come up to me and ask me, who am I on? You got? I need some winners. He goes, just give me one winner.
That's still their opener.
Yeah, they just want one winner. Like some, like a guy came over I didn't know, and you could just see that he really didn't want to say hello. Just he goes, he actually said, he didn't want to say hello. I shouldn't say that. And he said to me, he goes, hey, Bill, great to meet you. And he commented on our show. And he commented on the VEASAN show. And he's like, Can you give me like one solid winner? I've been getting killed. I just need one game. And I was telling him like how one game has like a, you know, 1-2% edge maybe. But I don't even know if that line is there anymore. I gave him the Eagles. You know, -3. Because it was -3 at the South Point earlier in the day. I bet it yesterday morning. -110.
Never in doubt.
But.
Oh, you Eagles this coming week?
This coming week.
Oh, this coming week.
Yeah, this coming week. Okay. And sure enough, you know, like they'll judge you by that one game. I didn't want to give him a play. He's like, no, just give me something you bet today.
If you lose this, he's going to be like, thanks for nothing, Bill Krakenberger.
I was like, I really don't have anything off the hand. He goes, well, give me something. Did you bet anything today? I said, yeah, I think I bet something at the South Point earlier this morning. And when they opened, and I gave him the game, like -3, -110. I just
still got the guy in the parking lot making sure everybody's car's okay.
Yeah, he was in the park. Yeah, he wears like a hat. He's like, he reminds me of the movie. What was Back to School? The part of the little gangster. God, it was Paulie and Rocky.
Oh,
he died. Yeah. I can't think of his name right now. Great guy though, by the way. But yeah, he reminds me of him.
Because at first you think, what's this guy going to do to my car? And then you realize, oh, he's there to protect your car.
He's there to protect your car.
Bill Krakenberger, unscripted, right here on the Numbers Game at VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network. Coming back.
A Numbers Game on VEASAN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you the type of player who's looking to get down $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? Or perhaps you're looking to get your in-game play instantly accepted? Introducing SportTrade, the app that's going to change sports betting forever. -104 lines instead of the typical -110. Instant in-game betting and a concierge player service. SportTrade, perfect for those who want a premium betting experience. It's live now in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, and Arizona. Coming to Virginia soon. Download SportTrade. Use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on each wager in your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 years or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, Bill Krakenberger in the house. At Bill Crackman with a K. Wisecracks is the name of the podcast. Have you used SportTrade or Profit or anything like that yet?
I know both of them. I'm all for both of them. And they're great. I wish they were here.
Did
one of the two just went live in Arizona, I believe.
SportTrade did.
Yeah. No, that they're great. They're both great.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Jason McKinney, not sure if it's just me, but every time I hear you talk about the smooth play of the week, I think of the Simpsons and Laramie cigarettes and their smooth flavor. The numbers, guys, here's one for you, Crack. For Crack. Seeing how respectful you are of the past, especially the performers of yesteryear, any idea what's up with your guy Frankie Valli and these videos popping up on social media of him performing in an almost comatose state? Who's doing this to him?
Well,
didn't you just have dinner with him?
I did. And I love Frankie Valli. By the way, that was one of the really cool nights of my life that brought back memories of just thinking that my mom loved Jersey Boys. I took her to New York to see it a couple times.
Yeah.
I took her to Vegas to see it.
Remember, it was all over town.
Yeah. And the movie came out. I forget who did the movie. Anyway, a big guy did it. I'm at a loss for names today. Oh, thank you guys for the Burt Young.
Yes, like 11 people Twitter. Said Burt Young.
Yeah, I have 11 people that said it. I counted them during the break. Really appreciate that, though. Burt Young was he was in Back to School, right? He was like the bodyguard, the little tough bodyguard.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was Paulie and Rocky and a good guy. He passed about a year ago. But, yeah, going back to Frankie Valli, and the movie Jersey Boys came out, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago, and it was fantastic. The movies are really, 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 and my mom loved that version, so I got to tell Frankie. Matter of fact, the first line I gave to Frankie, though, was the movie, the line from Goodfellas. I said, what do you think, you're Frankie Valli or some kind of big shot? When the girl Karen said it, and he laughed.
What
and
do
he
you
goes,
think you're Frankie
no
Valli?
No one usually says that to me. He says, I haven't been told that in a while. That's what he said. I haven't been told that line in a long time. And listen, the guy is, I think he's 90, he's got to be 92. And how do you live to 92 and still on stage and running around like that?
I mean, he says he still enjoys it. Now, let's be honest. That's a piped in voiceover. That's not him singing live. You know, that sounds like a younger Frankie Valli. But as far as his physical presence, he says he still likes doing it.
He's going to be 91. OK. And I'll tell you what, he had recollection of so many stories when I was with him. I was with him for an hour straight. I mean, he had, you know, good memory of everything. He was talking about things. And listen. Is he moving slow out there? Yeah. Does he have, four backup singers that are literally, you know, in their 20s, maybe 30s?
Oh.
Yeah, he does. But, you know, people come out. And by the way, he sells out.
Man, we should all be so lucky to be walking around at 91
yeah,
like that.
He sells out. And, yeah, I understand. Maybe he had some, he might have had some surgery like a lot of guys do, you know, facial surgery, elective surgery.
Celebs.
Yeah, like celebs do. Yeah. So, yeah, so maybe he's pulled a little too tight or something on his. But however, though, his wit, he was pretty sharp when I was with him.
That's so
you
cool.
Know, him and Tony, just, I sat there and, you know, usually I'm blabbering about all different things. I was quiet as a church mouse.
Who was it, Frankie Valli?
And Tony Orlando.
Yeah,
and his son. Yeah.
They get along good, the two of them?
Very good.
Yeah.
Frankie Valli was yelling at Tony for retiring. He goes, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're 10 years younger than me. What do you mean you're retiring from the concerts and singing? Yeah, so it was
retirement.
Tony was like, yell at me. Don't yell at me. I knew you were going to get, you know, yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
It was really cool, though. But I loved the time there with him. And I think Frankie's wife's like 55 or something. I mean, you know, he married for a fourth or fifth time.
This is from Jed O'Connor. Saints beat two bottom 10 teams in the NFL, talking about Thursday night football tonight. He says, yippee, Dennis Allen on the chopping block. You have a play in tonight's game at all?
Did
Broncos
I play in tonight's
Saints?
Game?
Anything?
No, I mean, I'll lean towards only because I've seen the line moving a little bit. I usually don't chase steam, but I actually found a pretty good money line on Denver, right? Denver minus 125, which is now like 150.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I've seen it moving, and there were still like two 125s on the screen.
Saints are so, they have no players, man. They're banged up.
Yeah. So I just, and Carr, right?
Carr is out.
Yeah, Carr's
although
out.
He's listed as doubtful. It's very strange that he's even on the injury report. But yeah, they don't have their two starting wideouts are out.
Yeah.
So they're totally decimated.
I have
their
a hard time doing what I just did, and I apologize.
What's that?
I have a hard time doing what I just did, and I apologize, and I catch myself. I hate telling someone, this line minus 125 when it's 150.
But I asked.
But you asked.
So there's,
yeah.
I asked. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. So
I hate that. That's a criticism that like Fezzik always has. And he was on the show.
Oh, okay.
And the same thing happened. And I pointed it out to him. And he goes, oh, you're right. Yeah. If I'm asking, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
So
that,
blame
that
me.
It's not a line now. The only other way to go is if the line touches three.
Right.
Probably taking the Saints.
Oh, really?
That's
okay.
Really. I mean, it just seems like. 3 points at home. But then again, these home teams, that doesn't even mean anything these days, these home dogs.
J&J, well, I don't think home field matters at all anymore in the NFL.
Right,
J&J watering hole. The craziest part of those days, talking about COVID days here in Vegas, was the smokers could pull down their mask, take a drag, blow smoke everywhere, and pull their mask back up.
I have a video of that on my phone. A guy playing a slot machine,
I know.
Pulling the mask up. Blowing smoke, putting it back on.
I also want to say that the COVID, like I went to San Francisco, right? Remember when the week that, you know, Parles ran off and then I did the interview with Alan Boston on that Saturday and then I bounced and I never came back for 3 months. I was doing the show from San Francisco.
3 months. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Was it 3 months?
Well, because there was was there a reason to come back at that point? Right. So I was doing the show from San Francisco. Anyway. The point being that in San Francisco, everybody was wearing masks. Everybody was, you know, how it is in California. There were lines in the grocery store. There was spacing. I got back to Vegas in July. Nobody had worn a mask anywhere yet. Like
wow.
People forget that there was that big of a gap between how different states were handling it. Nobody wore a mask in a casino or in a grocery store. It was like going to a different planet.
There's probably more masks on now than there was then.
Yeah.
Here in Vegas.
That's right, too. Crane pool. Come on, Bill. You came back east for the Columbus Day celebration in New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, Mr. Crane pool. Yeah.
Torch D says, I've been on fire lately. Can you give me a guaranteed loser? He says.
Oh, a loser. Yeah.
Torch D. Yeah.
That's funny.
No, but that's good for you, Torch D, if you are. We're not trying to break your streak.
Yeah.
How much NFL, how's the NFL going for you this year, generally speaking?
Props are good. We had a losing week last week, but I think it's like my first losing week since, you know, I had like been on a roll since preseason football week one. So I have no complaints losing a couple of units last week.
Are you invested in a survivor pool?
No, I'm San Fran knocked me out.
But are you now going to invest in anybody else?
Not invested in anything.
You've decided not to.
Not right now. I don't know. People have offered me some pieces, but
it's funny. Two of the guys who made it to the end last year, two of the choppers, of the four choppers, as I understand it, and they'll correct me if I'm wrong, but we know them both. I don't know if they want me to talk about them or not, but we know them both. They decided to take their sort of selling off percentages and buying other people's percentages thing to a extreme this year. So they essentially, as best, and they'll describe it better than I will, but from what I can tell, they decided really early on this year, you know what, we're not going to play, since we already won our money last year, we're going to play this from a percentage standpoint. We're just going to buy percentages, little percentages
really?
Of others, and we're going to sell off a lot of our own.
Okay.
So these guys, there's only like 216 entries left out of the initial, 14,255? I can't remember the exact number. 266, pardon me. They're part of multiples still doing it the way that they're doing it. So maybe they're the smartest people in the room.
Wow. But, you know, I have to tell you, a lot of money on the table here. Are you doing it?
For sure.
I need something legally in writing with information that it's just hard to trust someone for $14 million.
Each one of those entries right now, Bill, is worth
$60,000,
$66,000. $66,046.30.
Yeah.
Week seven, not even here
yet.
That's
unbelievable. Yeah. No, and there is a couple guys that I know are selling pieces. And
But just the fact that those two guys who got to the end last year decided to play it that way this year.
Yeah.
So it's not even, they're not even about the huge jackpot. They're just about winning because that's just an add on for them. It's interesting.
Can I go into my, aggravated gambler segment when we get back?
Tease it for the next segment. What is it specifically
just
related to?
Just an aggravated gambler segment about sportsbook things that, you know, just to be real blunt, I'm just trying to get more for the customers, for Joe Public out there.
Okay.
But, you know, things that get taken away and things that used to be and things that aren't now. So.
Well, one of my favorite versions of Bill Krakenberger is salty Bill Krakenberger.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Aggravated gambler. With Crackman. Again, at Bill Crackman with the K. Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast, which he does with John Orlando. Coming back right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you looking for some action? Our friends at First Bet have you covered. Sign up today to unlock exclusive promotions. Plus, watch and wager on hundreds of exciting horse races every day from across the country and around the world. Sign up at firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. Use promo code VSiN200 to claim a 20% rebate for your first 60 days, up to $200. Head to firstbet.com today. You're not really playing horses these days, are you? You ever
no.
bet horses?
Yeah, oh, you used to, sure.
Yeah. Still running before, around the track?
Before I knew how bad the percentage was of the hold and how bad it was for the players. I mean, they have a lot of nerve charging people to get in a racetrack. They should give you the programs for free. See, I'm going off already on...
We got tweets that have been in the book. Paul Medina, 5-card stud, 408. He says, thanks, Bill, for recommending the veal parm at the Italian-American Club.
That's what I had last night.
Went last Friday. Meal was amazing. Even Nicholas Cole came to our table and sang happy birthday to Mel P's Giants win straight up. Oh, did I mess that up? Oh, no, to Mel. P.S. Giants win straight up.
Oh, okay, no, he's great. He really is. He's great, and... he's there every night at 6:30. I think it's 6:30, and I'll tell you what, Friday and Saturday this weekend, there's a guy there named Bob Anderson that does the best Sinatra. He dresses up as Sinatra, too.
Is he really?
He's been on Johnny Carson. I mean, he's been around that long. And, you know, like these guys, Tony Bennett, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis have all said that he does that. He does their, you know, impersonations of them better than they can do it.
Huh.
It was really cool. So, yeah, there's some great little shows there.
This is from Respect the Process. I just retired this month for the Air Force. After 20 years, I was deployed during COVID and was never locked down. We put on masks and kept working. When I got back was when everything was opening up, and I was so confused. I don't know how y'all did lockdown. Respect. By the way, he also adds, I also think Bill Crackman is the GOAT. Respect.
Oh, it's nice of you. That's nice of you, and thank you for your service. That's the more important thing. I always, when I see a veteran with a hat on or something, especially Vietnam veterans, you rarely see World War II veterans anymore because of the time period and how long ago it was. But always at Tony Orlando's show, he always makes all the veterans stand up, even the Iraq War veterans and stuff. Thank you for your service for everybody out there, including that person with that
Well
tweet.
Said. And this is from Todd Bubba Horowitz. Our guy Bubba says, love Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Jersey Boys. Saw them in 1975 at the Ari Crown Theater in Chicago. The Orleans has a good production as well. Great show and info as always.
Oh, he's one of them that has a survivor left.
Bubba's
now,
got a survivor.
I would buy his because I know him.
Right.
I know him. He comes on the shows and stuff. You know, he comes to the studios and you know, after, and I've been to breakfast with him. But, you know, then again, I say I know him. 14 million. I mean, I know him anymore.
Still wanted in writing.
Yeah,
still want you.
Money right. Makes people do things they don't want to do.
All right, aggravated gambler, what you got?
I'm mad about a couple things. I'm mad about the sports books not giving the bonuses out that he used to give. Like, I'm not talking about the bonuses I used to get. I used to get stupid bonuses, like deposit five figures and get a five-figure bonus. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about for Joe Publix out there mm-hmm. that want to deposit a couple grand. Besides you, you know, not if you open up an account, you'll get a little something. But there was a lot of bonuses that they sent out to people if your balance went real low, and they you know, singled you out in the email list and saying, hey, here's $500, or if you put in, you know, 5,000 or something like that. So I noticed I wrote down these bonuses now. So now you get like a same game parlay booster. There's no matches or free bets. And, you know, I try to stay away from that kind of stuff. You know, believe it or not, once in a while you will catch, I don't want to know if it's a mistake. I don't really want to say it's a mistake, but it might be a mistake.
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead. Let
no,
me
some of those are off. Some of them are not. Some of them, sometimes they just throw things up. It's someone in marketing that doesn't know what the odds are and doesn't run it. I guess it
the
don't
boost
run
is not actually a boost, in
yes,
other
right.
words.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
We used to say that at the beginning of it. It's like, check your math to make
check
sure this
math.
Is even a boost to begin with.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. So, yeah. And, you know, I and then, you know what? You know something else that people are probably going to be on the other side of this, maybe even yourself. Whenever I watch, like, I shouldn't really pick on ESPN, but just let's just say ESPN for now. You see that scrolling thing on the bottom that says, you know, the Eagles have a 62% chance to win this game.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you'll see these all these things scrolling by. I just think it's there as fluff. And even the things that say, you know, whatever's scrolling on the bottom, it's all there to separate you from your money. That's what I think. They're trying to induce live wagering. Oh, this team's going to has an 85% chance to win this game. You know,
oh, you mean mid-game, in other words.
Mid-game. And
yeah.
I'll even tell you, even some of them that are on there beforehand, that, you know, I'm just not into a lot of those. I just think that anything that the public sees on a TV screen scrolling down there.
Yeah.
They're all taking sportsbook ad dollars. I think they're all in cahoots with each other. I really do.
You think it's one big conspiracy?
Do you think, you know, when there's a what's it called when they put out there, 82% of our tickets are on the Lions this week.
Betting splits. Yes.
Betting splits.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I want an up to date betting split of an actual number. I need proof. I need proof that's a real betting split coming in. I just think the betting splits are out there to induce more wagering.
I am. Let's put the betting splits some aside because I don't want to get in trouble. Let's talk about the other thing you talk about.
Sorry.
Let's talk about.
I can get you in trouble too. I'll do that how much.
I know.
Well, no,
I know
it's really easy to do it.
Let's talk about the stuff you were talking about before, which is the win probabilities during the game.
That bothers me.
That's interesting because they are not doing that related. We're talking about the mainstream media, like an ESPN.
Sure.
So let me juxtapose ESPN
bet.
ESPN against, say, like a tennis channel. Because Tennis Channel actually puts up the pre-flop betting line. I think they're in bed with FanDuel, right?
Yeah.
They actually put up the pre-flop betting line, and then they do the in-match, like after a set, the adjusted. And they do sometimes have an announcer that understands money line conversion to probability. So at least they're doing it mathematically. What you're referring to, I sort of agree with, which is ESPN's not doing it that way. They're not doing it based on the updated betting line. They're doing it based on their algorithm, whatever that is, right? Saying, oh, this team in this situation, you know, has this win probability. In baseball, I've said this many times on the show, people are free to disagree with me. Baseball is a very mechanical sport. Like if you're down 3-1 and there's runners at first and third and there's two out and all this, obviously there's different pitchers and different teams involved. But there's so much of a, you know, 100-year sample size in baseball where the win probability is probably more or less accurate.
Hmm.
Football, I have always said this about football. And I know people who are, you know, behind those algorithms are like, no, it's the same thing. It's all based on down in situation. Football, there's way too many moving parts. There's 11 guys on each side of the field. That they're the notion that you are able to target or to absolutely pinpoint a win probability when a team is down, say, 6 points with 14 minutes left in the game, 3rd and 8 at your own 10, you will not get me to buy into the fact that you can really pinpoint a win probability because there's way too many moving parts. Who the quarterback is obviously the biggest moving part of all of that. What's happening 11 players deep on a defense. So that's much different than baseball to me, which is a individual sport disguised as a team sport.
Well, I'm glad we haven't talked about this ahead of time ever. This, so I'm glad you agree with that.
Yeah.
Because again, I think it's there to induce wagering. Listen, when some, not really for our listeners and viewers, because they're more astute to the sports betting game. So I think it's more to Joe Public out there. That's pretty new. And I'm going to say new. That means the last, you know, since PASPA was repealed. I think it's geared towards them guys that are like, oh, this is 80. They have an 86% chance to win. Well, of course I've got to bet it right now. Not realizing the tax they're going to pay.
Yeah.
Betting it, laying the juice they're going to lay.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, that you take it more to a conspiratorial thing. You think it's like in cahoots sort of thing.
I'm not really a conspiracy guy either. But
it's easier to make. I will give you this. It's easier to make that charge when ESPN bet is a thing, right?
Yes.
So you have more sort of, you know, juice in your argument to make that credibly.
Yes.
I don't know if I would. I don't know if most people watching are bettors, but certainly there will be bettors to make that connection. Yes.
Yeah. You know, everything is there to induce more wagering, and including there's a college or pro football game on TV for every night for the next like 30 nights.
That's correct.
So
even more, I think.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just this is just, again, it's just it's done. You know, when you have games on Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday night, well, of course, you've had the Friday night football as always. But the Tuesday, Wednesday games, which never really were there, now putting on football games, those, that's all there. I don't care who says what. That's all there to get, you know, the advertisers who are paying, which, by the way, the advertisers of the sports books that are paying these stadiums and teams and franchises and networks. It just seems like it's more for a mass grave for sports bettors, in my opinion.
Are you suggesting that Mac football on Wednesdays is not great football viewing?
I mean,
I'm saying, you know, sorry, I'm
no,
saying
I know. I'm sure it's nice for the fans of the local of those teams, but I just think it's there to, you know, have a lot of wagering done.
Standalone. What else you gonna do, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah, what else you gonna do? Yeah. That's right.
What else you
gotta
do?
Have action, right?
Gotta have action. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger, right here on a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Don't forget, after a numbers game, top of the hour, Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni. Stormy welcomes Matt Brown in as her co-host today from noon to 2 Eastern. That's followed by Prop Points with John Hansen. Coming off a great week of props from him from 2 to 3 Eastern. Then Adam Schein with Make It Rain from 3 to 4. That's coming up next at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We get tweets of Beating the Book, Jimmy O'Connor, who says the teasers come up all the time. If you have favorable odds, for example, three-teamers at plus 170, two-teamers at minus 120, are you still playing out of principle? Well, it'll allow me to consider playing them. Well, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I like to know. I'm gonna see Jimmy if I can. I'm gonna DM you myself.
See where you get those.
I want to know where you get them. Listen,
that's right.
Three teamers. I used to play them at the Golden Nugget in Atlantic City. Three teamers plus 170. I think they were 180 at one time there when they first opened. But even 170
is good today.
It is good today.
Yeah.
I'd play that. Now, when he says three teamers, I don't see this. Does it say 6 point there?
I was just wondering the same. Are we talking about six pointers?
Three teamers.
Yeah.
I don't see it on that text, but two teamers minus 120 on a two team 6 point teaser.
Good for today.
It's good for today, but like I said before, I know we beat teasers to death here. There's no place in this town I can bet a teaser.
Nope.
I know that.
Big McAvoy. Thank you, Crack, for bringing up bonuses. I thought it was just me suddenly. Any bonus is a max bet of $10 and no deposit bonuses offered anymore.
Unbelievable.
Great to know it's not just me.
No, it's everybody. It's absolutely everybody. It pisses me off.
Uncle Bush says, Gil, you're 100% right on money line versus win probability percentage. If recreational bettors saw how off the percentages that scroll across ESPN, they would plots, he says. I don't know what that means. And then Torch D came back. He says, I make the profit boost on parlays work. Talking about the same game parlays. He says they always offer 25 to 30% profit boost on three-leg parlays with minimum odds between even to plus 400 to even to 4 to 1. I will take two minus 1,000 favorites and pair them with a $3 dog, boost that bad boy, and bet the other side of the dog. It's too much going on in my head at one point.
A lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
A lot of
turns in that one. I'll have to comment on that afterwards.
Gil, I have a friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
I have a friend of mine that you know, he's one of those guys that just don't listen to anything you say. Like, he doesn't care. He's going to do his own stuff. He's very wealthy.
We've talked about this before. Yeah.
So yesterday, it's funny. I didn't have my phone. I forgot. Yesterday, I think he forgot who he was talking to at breakfast. He turns his app to me. I videotaped this whole thing. I videotaped. All of a sudden, he goes, look at this. I've been killing it on these six teamers. And he's showing me his thing. And he's scrolling and showing me all these different six teamers and five teamers. And
you're like, dude.
I'm like, what? He's like, and then he forgot who he was talking to. He was just putting in a bet. And he was like, I've been killing it lately, you know, on these six. And
mathematically,
he doesn't want to know anything.
He doesn't want to know.
No, he doesn't want to know anything from me. But one thing that I noticed, he buys out of some things. Straight bets, not parlays.
Yeah.
If he's betting a straight bet, if he gets the lead and he has a better price that they offer him, he buys out. I mean, that's another worst thing you can do. He buys out. He bets like $100, but if he's offered 110, he's out.
Jimmy O'Connor, by the way, says that those were 6 point teasers. What you were asking about, the two teamers,
six point
yep. teasers.
Yep.
By the way, hold your thoughts here, Bill, because it's time for the G Bank best bets of the day. G Bank, the official bank of VSiN, and Billy's part of this today. Bill Krakenberger with the money line on the Broncos tonight. Well, you had the minus 125.
Yeah.
If you can find the price that Bill has anyway, it's a play. But he's also on the Eagles laying the three
and it's three
on Sunday. Yep. Gave that out to the guy at the Italian American Club. Good luck to you.
Yeah, boy.
Your reputation is on the line.
You know, that place is like a lot of people. You can come back in there and have a hit squad on you next week.
Our own Kelly Bidlin, he's on the Saints team total under tonight, 17.5. Kelly is going under on the banged up Saints, under 17.5. I have not yet decided if I'm making a play either to the under in this game or on the Broncos. Can't quite get there. The under team total, again, I'm just not sure with the Sean Payton run-up possibility. And then Zach Cohen was kind enough to give us three college football plays today. He's on Louisville plus the 4.5, and I think he's sprinkling on the money line in the Louisville game. He's got Rutgers minus 4.5 against UCLA, and then he's got LSU on the road giving the 2.5 at Arkansas. Those are your G-Bank plays of the day. Once again, Best Bets brought to you by GBank, the official bank of VSiN. The GBank Visa signature card, that's the GBank Visa signature card, is your best bet, delivering 1% cashback rewards on eligible gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible transactions. For more information, head to vsin.com/gbank. That's vsin.com/gbank. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you right now, I have a 2% credit card. I have one. So I don't know the sponsor, by the way. This is, well, I'm just telling you, 2% on purchases is unbelievable.
There you go.
I don't know them, but I'm just saying I have a 2% card. It adds up.
We like it when you endorse the sponsors.
Yeah, instead of normally like I do going after them. So that's not true. But no, the 2% is, you wouldn't believe how much, but I'm not one of those guys that are sick. That you go into like Italian American Club last night, They're getting cash. But some people, they're so crazy. They always think about, I'm even around some people that say, you guys, if you're giving cash, can I have the cash and I'll use my credit card?
Oh, those people.
I won't even give them cash.
Those people.
You know what I'm talking about, yeah, though.
They annoy you enough that you don't give it to them?
No, I don't give them the cash. No, I'll get my own check then.
Because they want the points.
They're looking for the points. I mean, you're talking about like 85 cents.
I'm laughing.
No, they're
because
sick. They're touched.
I love this aspect of your personality. I'm so with you. It's like even if you have it on principle, you're like, I'm not giving them the money.
No, they're insane. You know that now everyone, if I go with the younger crowd, what they're doing, that credit card roulette thing.
Oh, it's
I have
so
that
good.
Mastered now.
Yeah,
I always carry a room key, real light room key. Because the waiter picks it, and he's never going to pick the light. He's always picking the one with the raised letters or the big thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I just have a room key. So I give him the room key. So real light plastic.
That's your hack?
I'm like 8 for 8 not being picked.
Oh, man.
Everything
really?
Is an advantage. That can't just be normal.
That is your pro tip of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Always have a room key. Say, yeah, and you just give it to them. And the other people at the table don't realize it's a room key.
How many restaurant roulettes have you participated in?
A lot of them, actually, believe it or not. Where I'll be blunt about this, too. You're bringing up a subject. I'm thinking about a subject here. I come from an old school. Whoever's the richest guy at the table pays. Now, if it's in question, that's different. But, you know.
Somebody is usually that person.
So there's if it's me, you, and Felica, Felica's paying.
That's right. Felica's paying.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. We've done that before. He hasn't paid.
Oh.
Funny. So the pro tip for credit card roulette is don't actually submit a credit card is what he's saying. Submit a light room key.
Yes, a light room key is the best. Just get a room key. It doesn't have the raised letters like a credit card has. And the waiter's never going to pick it. He's going to go right past it and field numbers. Oh, here you go. You know, my friends that I did this with recently is going to get mad. But
somewhere Felica's like, what?
Oh, he listens. So
that's right. Here's my pro tip of the day. It has nothing to do with anything. But I was at Chipotle yesterday. Do you enjoy a Chipotle dinner? Lunch?
Chipotle. I know people that go to Chipotle for eat healthy.
All right. This is this. So, you know, I don't know when the next time you're going to be a credit card, you know, in a credit card roulette situation to act on that. But my Chipotle pro tip is I usually get the double chicken. And so double anything. Here's the pro tip. Do not ask for double chicken right off the top. Here's what you do. You just ask for chicken, and then you do the thing that once they do a full version of chicken on, then you're like, oh, can you make it double? And then they actually give you times two.
Oh, wow.
If you go into it saying double chicken, you know what you end up getting? 1.5 chicken.
Wow.
Your Chipotle pro tip of the week right here on Numbers Game.
Wow.
And this is all very actionable.
Yeah. That's a move.
it is a move.
Going back to the before the show goes off about the buyouts. That is really bad what this guy does. And it's bad. You know, people.
Yes.
What's the wording that they call it? The
buyout? Cash out.
Cash out. Yeah, cash out. He cashes out every time he can get a profit. Doesn't matter. Doesn't
that.
Even realize that, you know, obviously they're offering you $110. Your ticket's probably worth $160, $150.
It's like it's almost like a sickness.
No, it is for him. Now, this is the same guy spending 5 and 6 teamers and
doesn't do it for those.
Doesn't do it for, he takes a profit and on straight bets. And just to let you guys know out there, you should not be doing cash outs unless you bet too much, unless you over bet. By accident or something happened. There could be some other situations, I guess.
Oh, if there's an injury.
Injury or weather. But I would think that would also, I don't know if the algorithm takes those things into consideration. So
But it may for you. There are always exceptions. But what you're saying generally is if nothing has fundamentally changed and you are in a plus EV situation, what are you doing? Why'd you make the bet in the first place?
Ah, that's perfect. Why'd you make the bet in the first place?
Right. What are we
doing?
You
feel you have an edge. If you're making a bet, you feel you have an edge, of course. But this hour went by way too quick.
Dinner's on Felica next time. That's what I learned.
My man. We love Chris.
By the way, he texted it earlier. He goes, crack went to the Italian-American club? What a surprise.
My man.
Thanks for listening. We've done all we can do. I don't know. I'm doing the Megapod right after this with Las Vegas Chris. Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I are going to record the Megapod, the Beating the Book Megapod. Las Vegas Chris. Will I have a bet in tonight's game or not? I'm still not sure. We'll see if we get to that. Stormy's next with Matt Brown. Money Moves on the other side right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.